VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Doris. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTuber. This is Doris. Do you always complain about feeling tired all day? To be honest, I do. Even though I'm just watching TV and doing nothing, I still feel tired easily. Being tired easily may cause many problems in your daily life. For example, your work efficiency will decrease when you're feeling tired. You cannot concentrate and perform well. Therefore, if you are curious about how to stay energetic for the whole day, feel free to check out the video. And now, let's get to the sentence for today. And the sentence for today is, it may seem counterintuitive, but researchers say expending energy by engaging in regular exercise doesn't make you tired. It actually creates energy in your body. 这可能跟你的想法背道而驰，但研究员证实规律运动能让你更有精神，而非让你感到疲倦。那么我们首先先从发音重点开始。第一个发音重点是 researchers say 的连音。researchers 的结尾 s 跟 say 的开头 s， 因为音相同，所以可以连音变成 researchers say。再来，下一个发音重点是 make you 的连音。make 有声子音结尾，跟 you 连起来就会变成 make you。make you。最后一个发音要注意的部分是 actually。actually 这个字的 tua 要发有点像 ch 的音，然后重音在第一音节，所以会变成Actually. 好，那我们再念最后一次今天的例句吧。It may seem counterintuitive, but researchers say expending energy by engaging in regular exercise doesn't make you tired. It actually creates energy in your body. 如果发音部分都没有问题的话，我们接下来就进入单字的部分。首先，第一个单字是 counterintuitive。 counterintuitive 是形容词，意思是反直觉的，与预期相反的。 counter 这个字当作动词的时候，本身就有反驳、反对的意思。还有许多跟 counterintuitive 相似结构的单字，像是 counterargument， 意思就是反论证、反见解。Counter-revolution 意思就是反革命，还有 counter-culture 意思就是反主流文化。那么我们来看一下例句的部分。 It is counter-intuitive to me that Linda won the competition. Linda 在比赛中胜出完全跟我预料的相反。我的直觉要说有多不准就有多不准，每次考试我觉得会考的都没考，我觉得不会考的一定考。我朋友每次都把我当作反指标，问完我以后就是准备那些我觉得不会考的题目。好，那我们来看第二个单字。第二个单字是 engage in。 engage in 是动词片语，意思是参加、致力于。那我们来看例句的部分。Linda is now engaging in politics. Linda 现在正在从事政治活动。Engage 本身是动词，意思是吸引住或者是时有兴趣。那么它的形容词形态是 engaged， 意思是已订婚的。如果要说与谁订婚，就要加 to， engaged to。我是一个很喜欢参加别人婚礼的人，因为婚礼上的东西我觉得都蛮好吃的，尤其是花好月圆。每次婚礼我最期待的就是这道菜了。好，再来下一个单词是 regular。 Regular 是形容词，意思是规律的、规则的。补充几个比较常见的用法，像是 regular meeting 就是例行会议， regular inspection 是定期检查，那么 regular work 就是固定工作。我们来看一下例句的部分。 Regular exercise can keep you healthy， 规律运动能使你保持健康。不知道听众们有没有规律运动的习惯呢？不管再怎么忙碌，还是要记得运动，这样才能保持精力充沛哦。那么我们接下来进入最后一个单字。最后一个单字是 create。 Create 是动词，意思是创作、创造。 Create 在英式俚语中也有发脾气的意思，如果要说为点点点发脾气，后面要接介系词 about。 举例来说，Nelson creates about the loss of time， 意思就是说 Nelson 因为浪费时间所以很生气。那么我们来看一下例句的部分吧。 The artist creates a gorgeous work， 那名画家创作了一幅美丽的作品。 OK， this is all for today's pronunciation challenge。Being energetic all day is much better than being tired all day. So I strongly suggest you to check out the video for today. Oh, and don't forget to practice today's sentence and leave a comment below. I'll see you next time. Bye!